In a Dark House by Deborah Crombie. Read by Michael Deehy. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. London. Smoke lowering down from chimney pots, making a soft black drizzle, with flakes of soot in it as big as full-grown snowflakes. Gone into mourning, one might imagine, for the death of the sun. Charles Dickens, Bleak House. It took no more than a match, nestled beneath the crumpled paper and foil crisp packets. The flame smouldered, then flared and crackled, and within seconds, tongues reached out for the bottom layer of furniture stacked so conveniently on the ground floor of the old warehouse. Nothing burned like polyurethane foam, and the cheap chairs, sofas and mattresses removed from the flats on the upper floors of the building were old enough not to have been treated with fire retardants. A gift. It was a gift. He could hardly have asked for more if he had assembled the ingredients for a perfect fire himself. The furniture would generate enough heat to flash over. Then the old wooden floorboards and ceiling joists would blaze with a beautiful fury. The fire would take on a life of its own, separate from its creator. And the fire had power. That he had learned early on. Power to exhilarate, power to transform, power to induce wonder and terror. He had first read about the great Tooley Street fire of 1861 in school, which seemed to him now an odd place to have discovered a life's calling. The conflagration had burned for 2 days and consumed over 300 yards of wharf and warehouse, damage unequalled since the Great Fire of 1666.